Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, number one then, and number one now. And if you want me to hang around, then I'll never let go. Yakov Yosef Orlinsky is breaking ground. He's an opera singer who loves Baroque music.
I am also a breakdancer, so yes, I don't think there are many opera singers who are also breakdancers.
Guessing not. Baroque musicians were the popular artists of their day. He's been called the Justin Timberlake of opera. With Instagram, he's become a star. He's not breaking records, but he does have more followers than his comrades on the stage.
I have like 116,000, yeah, so something like that. So it's good. I mean, like, for a classical musician, it's big.
Doesn't hurt that critics have said he has the voice the statue David would have had, along with the looks. Better moves, certainly, than David.
Stage directors nowadays are using choreographers, and usually choreographers are interested in bringing something new, fresh into the opera house.
29 years old, born in Poland, trained at Juilliard. He's been on the road for years, singing and dancing. He was back in New York to sing at the Met.
This is sort of like my lifestyle, and alongside my old, like, those operatic travels and my musical journey, I always find time to practice.
And while here, he broke away from the Met to break.
I do contact people from the local hip-hop scene so to dance with them.
Or teach.
This is the basic position, and then you like cross with the right foot, boom.
I took a class he offered to give and came away unheard.
Whoa!
Nothing was Baroque. The Sweet Spot. I'm Mike Sugarman, WCBS News Radio 880. Glenn Burke has found his passion in life. The key is locks.
I have an affinity with the salmon.
Take a number if you want the kindest cut of all.
Sometimes I think the salmon and I are one.
He's known as the Locks Whisperer.
The Locks Whisperer.
Yeah, yeah.
Len Burke found his calling late in life.
I'll be 92 on my next birthday.
He started here behind the counter at the famed deli Zabar's, known affectionately on the Upper West Side as Jews for Cheeses. After a long career as an accountant, he sent a letter to owner David Zabar.
He said, I never heard of a CPA that wanted to slice lox.
But that's what Len wanted to do when most would be retiring, and he'd been doing it at home for years.
And I'm always rubbing the top of the salmon, which is very oily. It's a sensual experience with me.
People come to see him. He works one day a week. He's got a fan club, a definite fan club.
Zabar's general manager, Scott Goldschein, sees people like Jonathan Coleman all the time.
He works like a tailor or like an artist. It's not just cutting locks, slicing locks. It's like he's making a painting.
I now have been looking for over 20 years for the perfect slice. I've been trying to make the perfect slice. So far, I haven't done it.
Over the years, he's done some pretty good ones, and he has no plans to stop. The Sweet Spot. I'm Mike Sugarman, WCBS News Radio 880. In a somewhat industrial area of Red Hook, Brooklyn, sits a somewhat nondescript bodega called the Red Hook Food Corporation, serving up the usual sandwich.
I like the pastrami.
Bacon on toast.
Ham and cheese.
Served up by this man.
You are with Raheem Muhammad.
Who plays his grill like a maestro. Last year, he started getting weird requests like
bacon, egg, and cheese with some gummy worms inside of it.
He made it. He decided other weird stuff might work too.
For example, you order chopped cheese, I'll do it on a Jamaican patty, I would do it on a French toast, I would do it on a pop top.
His little brother told him to put pictures and videos of the weird sandwiches on TikTok. He did.
Now we serve it to the customer. Here you go, sir.
Soon, he had 2.4 million followers, viewed upwards of 70 million times worldwide.
Yes, I have people that came so far from the UK. That's the farthest I got. And I'm here to try your Akiway sandwiches.
That's what he calls it, the Akiway, a derivative of the word brother in his native Yemen.
10 out of 10.
Say loyal customers, and there are a lot. He makes up to 100 sandwiches a day now in his tiny bodega.
His food be mad good.
Mad good, says 8-year-old Nareya. For me, this day, Rahim made...
I got a burger.
Shrimp, mozzarella sticks, bacon, tomatoes, egg, and spinach.
And the burger is the bread.
Yes, it is. Mm. You enjoy it. Can I get you some napkins?
I could use about 20. Got my calorie intake for the week. And into the next one. The Sweet Spot. I'm Mike Sugarman, WCBS News Radio 880.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.